Time for this morning's commentary. Brought to you by Washington Federal. The technology of limits. Think for a moment. Except for the apocalypse, is there anything scarier than misplacing your phone? I doubt it. The phone is your wallet, it's your calendar, it's your alarm clock, it's your cable package, it's your relationship tracker, and it has a compass. And now, because they're so universally addictive, smartphones have spawned a new technology of limits. Apple announced on Monday that its new operating system would come with built-in tools to stop you from using your phone so much, including a do not disturb mode that can kick in automatically at bedtime to hold all your alerts until morning, and a precise weekly report of your total time spent staring at the screen, kind of like a smartphone dosimeter. And I sense in all this new technology the birth of a whole new industry based on limits. Intelligent traffic sensing cars that will only start up if there's actually room for you on the road. Happy meals packed in boxes that can't be opened until you're really hungry. A supermarket self-checkout that grabs the chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwiches out of your shopping cart and returns them to the freezer case until you lose the weight. Maybe the day will come when the whole internet simply signs off at midnight, like TV stations used to do. You'd see a test pattern, they'd play the Star Spangled Banner, then everything smart just goes dark. Until morning. Ah.